news, fire warnings have been issued to motorists throughout the northwest Queensland after a major blaze burns near Cloncurry. The blaze has been burning for over a week and was started by a motorist who pulled over onto Spinifex grass, which caught a light. The driver of the vehicle was airlifted to Mount Isa Hospital with non-life-threatening burns. As the region braces for several days of 40-degree heat, firefighters are urging motorists to check their vehicles for Spinifex before travelling.
Police are investigating an armed robbery that happened at a licensed venue in East Brisbane late last night. Initial information suggests the male offender entered the Lytton Road business just before midnight and threatened a female employee with a knife, demanding cash. The woman complied and the man left with a sum of money. Police are urging anyone with information to come forward to help assist their investigations.
In national news, Food Bank's annual hunger report reveals more than 2.3 million Australian households are actively going hungry, reducing food intake, skipping meals, or going entire days without eating. 77% of households say the cost of living crisis is the biggest contributor to food insecurity. Food Bank Australia CEO Brianna Casey said Australia is in, quote, the midst of a food security crisis.
Prominent Yes campaigner Thomas Mayo said that the opposition leader Peter Dutton, quote, has a lot to answer for. Mr. Mayo stated he believes Australia was ready for the referendum and that it was winnable, stating the spread of disinformation and the claim by Peter Dutton that the Voice would, quote, re-racialise Australia, was a catalyst for what Mayo says was awful behaviour in politics over the last 6 months. Mayo said he will continue to advocate for a national representative body, even if it's not enshrined in the Constitution.
In international news, Labor is celebrating a foreign policy win after the federal parliament passed legislation to deliver its Pacific engagement visa. The new visa will open the door to 3,000 people from the Pacific to settle in Australia permanently every year. The federal government had been struggling to secure the numbers to pass the bill in the Senate as the coalition opposed the proposal to select applicants for the visa with a random ballot system. The government maintains that the ballot system will ensure equitable access to Australia and help avoid skills shortages in Pacific regions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.